Hey everyone, how you doing? My name is Pete Nero. It's great to be here. And yeah, speaking of anal sex, anal sex, what a topic, eh? Some people love it, some people hate it, some people don't give a shit about it. Well, you know, pardon the expression, but anybody here like anal sex? Oh, just kidding. But yeah, anal sex. I've always thought, I mean, my own opinion and perspective on things. I always thought that anal sex, there should be a preparation and an etiquette for it when you do it, rather than just, you know, jumping into it unplanned, right? I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm talking about myself. You know, whether it's a man and a woman or a man and a man, it's got, you know, it doesn't matter. And by the way, I'm an equal opportunity anal sex supporter. Fuck whoever you want. But for instance, you know, the thing is, it's about human body mechanics. It's not about the sex that, you know, each person is. It's about human body mechanics. Now, what I mean is, take, for example, hypothetically speaking, you know, a man is having sex with a woman, you know, vaginally, and they're doing it doggy style, they're pounding away, you know, and the woman might turn around in the heat of the moment and, you know, look up at the guy behind her and say, you know, I'm having a great time, you know, but why don't you try fucking me in the ass? Now, you might be tempted to just jump right into it without any preparation. And you can. You can go, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, no preparation, you know, you go at it dirty dog, then by all means, go balls deep. Me personally, it's much more enjoyable if you prepare for it. You know, like, for example, when you go to get a colonoscopy, right, you take a laxative a day or two before, you prepare yourself, you clean yourself up, you know, clean it up back there, clean up your ass, you know, mow the lawn, clean up the backyard, get rid of some of the shrubbery, make it nice and slick and neat and sweet and wet, you know what I mean? It's clean shit up back there, you know, literally and figuratively, but and that way you're gonna optimize the enjoyable experience, right? When you're ready mentally and physically, then you can go at it. You know, you know, a lot of foreplay, a lot of you know, a lot of heavy breathing, you know, a shitload of lube, and you know, a plastic shoehorn may not hurt, right? Well, you know what I mean. But but then it's gonna be enjoyable. Because, you know, if you go at it without preparation, you're both going to be nervous. And maybe your first time, you're going to be nervous, you're going to be anxious. You know, the sphincter is going to be like super tight. You probably won't even get in there, right? And if you do get in there without any preparation, you know, you're risking taking a drive up the Hershey Highway, you know, stabbing the chocolate sausage, whatever it is. But if you clean up, then it's a better time, right? It's going to be more enjoyable. It's going to be cleaner, whatever. I mean, it's going to, and then you know, you might go from being new at it and being an anal sex virgin to, you know, a month later. Some people love it so much, they go, you know, from nothing all the way to fucking everything, putting everything in their ass. They end up at the emergency room with a, you know, security guard, foot and a half long aluminum flashlight shoved up their ass. But I knew a woman once. She got so into it, she ended up at the emergency room with a Costco-sized bottle of Pert shampoo up her ass. But I mean, it's neither here nor there. But that I understand. The other anal play thing that I never understood, now, I'm not even sure if it's a real thing. Have you ever, anybody here ever heard of gerbiling? You know, gerbiling? I heard this years ago. The practice of shoving a live rodent or mouse or hamster up inside your ass. Yeah, now, I don't know if this is real or if it's an urban legend or myth, whatever it is, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. My kids have a hamster, and he's a little psychotic motherfucker with big teeth, and he's like, he bites a lot. You put your finger in there, he bites your finger, and you're going to shove this fucking thing up inside your ass, into your colon? I mean, first of all, it's like, the ultimate animal cruelty, right? But this thing's going to start freaking out. It's going to start gasping for air. It's going to get fucking go nuts. It's going to run around. It's going to fuck up your entire colon, man. It's going to turn your colon to fucking Swiss cheese. Like, it's, I don't see this being a good thing. And how the fuck, how does this end? How do you pull this thing out once you're done? Like, I mean, do you tie a string to its foot before you shove him up there, and then when you're done, you just grab the string and yank him out like a tampon? Or how does this work? How does this procedure end? I mean, I don't know about that one. I don't see this. I don't see the night ending like you planned it. But fuck, what a fucking set. Anyway, I'm Pete Nero. Thank you very much.